Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everyone? My name is John L. Byrne. I'm your host of Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm excited and delighted to have you on my team as well as to be a part of yours. Keep me posted on how you're doing at yoursuccesscoach@me.com. Y-O-U-R, successcoach@me.com. One word. Any questions, feedback, if you're interested in a coaching session or to book me as a speaker for any events you have, I'd love to be a part of that and generally to know how you're doing and how the shows are helping you. Also, check us out at youtube.com/MrBeast channel for the YouTube videos that we have as well. And then go to www.breakoutyourbox.com and then give me your email address. I have my book that will be coming out very soon that I want you to be aware of and learn more about how to keep in touch with that. So today we're going to talk about beliefs, your belief system. Now, I'm not talking about spiritual purview. I'm going to give you the definition of belief. So the title of the show is Destroy Your Beliefs. And I know that sounds harsh. So this is the second part of it. Destroy your beliefs that have destroyed you. Destroy your beliefs that have destroyed you. Let me give you the definition of at dictionary.com on what beliefs are, you know, because everybody have a varied definition, and so if we all have five definitions, then we can't come to a commonality and an agreement. So I want to define so that we all can have the same come from. So dictionary.com describes a belief as a noun. Number one is something believed, an opinion or a conviction. For example, a belief that the earth is flat. Before that was there an opinion, and we found out the earth was round. So a belief can vary. It can be wrong. And a belief system is the operational values and how you govern your life. And that's the John L. Byrne definition. Number two, confidence in the truth or existence of something not immediately susceptible to rigorous proof. So confidence in the truth of something, that this is what I believe, that I'm fixated on this reality. You know, someone says, hey, can you do 40 jumping jacks? The hesitant person with a shaky belief system says, I believe I can. The person who has confidence in their belief system says, I know I can. Number three, confidence, faith, or trust. That's a belief. Child's belief in his parents, something that's absolute. There are some absolutes. What goes up must come down. You get your happy self up on the top of a building and talking about, I believe I can fly. Well, I believe you're going to hit that ground. There are some absolutes in believing. Number four, religious tenet or tenets, a religious creed or faith. Now, let's look at the origin of the word beliefs, because it's really going to set a foundational point for how we look at it. It is the byproduct of the word believe, and B-I-L-E-A-V-E, equivalent to by. So B plus leave, B-E plus L-E-A-V-E. The amazing thing about B, we're human beings. But many people get tied up in the rigors of life and become human doings. They're always trying to do and to do to please people, do to make themselves seem more, instead of just be in the moment, be in that space, be present. See, the amazing thing you can do to give people is to give them not presence, but your presence. And we're trying to gift people with things instead of gifting them with what matters in our time. So to just be. Plus leave. So when we talk about destroying your beliefs, you need to learn how to be as a human, and there's some things that you have to leave alone, leave out of your life that have not served you well in your life. I was talking to a friend who gave me such a powerful truth and insight. I said, hey, what is your belief system? What is your creed? What is your value system? And they pondered and to my surprise, I was startled by the answer, because it was such a raw and real answer that it made me evaluate my belief system. They said, you know, I'm trying to get rid of my beliefs because they have not served me well thus far. How powerful is that, to be honest with the beliefs that I held true. It's not talking about you loving Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad. So take the faith-based dynamic out of it. That's important. It has a place. But I'm talking about the beliefs. Like, if you believe something good makes you who you are, that stuff makes you, that's part of your belief. And then you realize that hasn't served you well. So how many people get up to a job they can't stand, dress well for people that don't like them, and just to please other people, and every day that's how they live their life, and they don't say that, you know what, my life choices have gotten me here. That's why I don't like my life, because it's my fault, but I have to take ownership in it, and I have to now make some better decisions. So how you believe about your life, that hasn't served you well. What about your life hasn't served you well? What is it that's in your history that's simply not a good history? And you can't erase bad history once it's there. See, the hardest thing for people to do is not to learn something new. It's to unlearn and then relearn. See, you have to destroy the beliefs that have destroyed you. See, many people believe that they cannot have things. You know, I was never committed growing up in relationships. I didn't even see the value in it. I grew up in a single-parent household. So I asked my mother one day, I said, hey, Mom, you know, I think I want to look at being committed in a relationship. I said, but my daddy wasn't committed. I said, so I don't know if it's in my blood. She said, boy, you a fool. She said, commitment is not in your DNA. She said, it's a choice. She said, you choose to commit. So what is my point? Once I realized that I made the decision and committed, your belief system is a choice. You can be the byproduct of thinking, or you can empower yourself by finding the knowledge. I bet you if you want to find some shoes, you find it. Because I bet you if you're looking for the new Jordans, you find them, because you made a choice that that's what you want. If you want a life of peace, prosperity, happiness, family, wholeness, then it is a choice, and you have to go after it. You can't expect to get right going left. See, many people want to make the right decisions doing the wrong things. They want to know why the outcomes are changed. Why? Because your behavior doesn't match your beliefs. Many people allow their behavior to drive their beliefs. So if you're out at the club all the time, nothing wrong with the club, but if they're all the time, your behavior, then you believe that's what life is about. So now 20 years later, you have no family, no retirement, no IRA, no savings. That behavior drove your belief. And that was a limited belief system because it didn't get you that far in life. That's like putting a half a tank of gas and you're trying to go across country. You don't have enough reserve. So your belief system has to be enough to push you past obstacles and challenges, because that's what will keep you grounded when all around you is shaking. So you have to destroy your beliefs. See, many people believe that sacrificing for family is noble. Well, sacrificing for family and it's killing you, there's no nobility in it. That's ignorance, because you don't know. The stupidity is knowing but choosing to go on anyhow. Now, how can you save your family? You first save yourself, then you give back. You have to change how you view a thing. It's not about the glass being half empty or half full. It's the fact that you have a glass, and how you fill it is how you're going to use it. What belief systems about money, about relationships, about faith, what belief systems have destroyed you? Have you been so selfish in your pursuit of self that you've forgotten how to reach for others? That you have to have a divine inclination first. Secondly, a love for others second, and then yourself third. That seems counterculture, but that is a belief system that people matter. And you can never lose investing in people. It is the greatest return you'll ever get in your life. But many people believe, if I make all this money, I'll be happy. Let me tell you something. Happiness is based upon happenings. If nothing is happening, then you're not happy anymore. You have to have joy on the inside. But I believe, and my belief system is that if I give, I'll receive. But if I do the right things will happen to me. Not in that order, but I'm investing in a return. So it's the amazing thing about a rose. If you've ever seen a rose grow on concrete, it defies what's possible. The roses can still grow in concrete. But many people have stopped believing in possibilities. They've set up belief systems that fail because just because one person failed you or one job failed you or one thing failed you, don't let your new belief system be based on failure. You decide that that was an act and that's what happened to me, but it doesn't have to keep happening in me. My father wasn't with me as a child. He wasn't in my life, but I didn't see myself as not worthy of being a son. So that's why I found other father figures, my grandfather, men from my church, men from the community. I found mentors. So my belief system was not that I should be fatherless. So I had my new belief system, and I found the role models that I needed. You know, many times in life, we'll repair broken wings so they can fly away. So many people that I've helped in my life with broken wings, and they flew away, and that's okay. Because my belief system is that the right people will fly into my life despite who flew away. You have to make a choice. Hope is possible, but it's having control over your choices and your destiny. And so many people have gotten hit with body blows for so long. See, if you fought Mike Tyson, it would be a one-hitter quitter. One hit to the head and you're done. And it would be so much easier to overcome things in life if we just got one hit and we were done. We can get up and say, wow, I lost that one. But that's not how life hits you. See, what happens is called microaggression, where we were made to take hits, and so the singular events that happen in our life that nobody can ever forget, pain, agony, stress. So we get body blow after body blow after body blow after body blow after body blow. Years and years and years, we become accustomed to taking the pain. It's not hitting us in the head. We're taking it in the body, and finally we get tired, and we drop our arms, and that's when disease set in, sickness set in, because we become accustomed to the pain. And that's not normal. That your belief system has to say that I don't have to subject myself to this pain. What happens is we become damaged by the accumulation of multiple negative stresses or things without the resources to cope. That our load to handling stress becomes overwhelming. So we believe that this is our new normal. So now we check out of life and we check in to just barely making it. And see, the amazing thing about stress, a great scholar said, if there was a book about stress-free life, you open a page and it'd say death. The only people with no stress are dead people. So stress is good for you. But toxic stress is what you need to worry about. The stress-free life is death. Your body can handle stress. If your body has the hormones and everything kicks in to help you handle normal stress. But when you have toxic stress, that's what you need to worry about. So moving forward, you have to make a choice. If you're going to destroy your belief system that has destroyed you, and you know the things that you've believed that have not served you well in life. Everybody is not bad. Everybody is not out to get you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to break every chain. Right now I hear the chains falling. I want you to break the chains of sickness and disease. I want you to break the chains of failure and lack. Break the chains of singleness and divorce. Break the chains of doubt and disbelief. Break the chains of verbal, physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. Break the chains of toxic family and friends. Break the chains of stinking thinking and past pain. Break the chains that have limited you to your reality. And if you want more, you got to reserve your value by storing up your resources. Don't let people hear your stomach growl. They'll feed you anything. People will feed you whatever they want you to have. You have to be a person of integrity in your word. Keep your word so it won't be worthless. You have to know that you can set a new foundation for your life, chart a new course, and have your dreams. And you say that it's possible. Whatever you believe will happen. So start stealing your belief in the power of possibility, and it'll be a reality. My name is John L. Barron. My time is up. I thank you for yours. And guess what? May the best of yesterday be the worst of your tomorrow, because it gets better ahead. I believe in you. Take care.